This is Sunny for Chico Soul. This week I spoke to Dave Waddell, who has been writing about law enforcement in Butte County since 2016. Waddell published 7 feature-length investigations for Chico Soul this year. You can read all 7 over at chicosoul.org. That's Chico, S-O-L.org. 6 of those 7 articles examine either fatal law enforcement shootings or sexual misconduct by officers. At the top of the segment, Waddell talks about 2 different deaths by law enforcement. The first is that of Valerie Cadwallader, who was shot in the chest by a sheriff's deputy and died as a result of her injuries in May 2025. The second death is that of Michael Oxley, who was killed by Chico police in March 2025. Waddell talks about the challenges he faced in getting the record straight on exactly what happened in both cases.
In May of this year, Butte County Sheriff's Office killed a woman in Butte Creek Canyon, and they put out no information about that period. And what happened there, according to the property owner, and this is where I went out to this man's property where the woman died.
Yeah.
And I went out there like 3 times, I think, to make sure I get the story straight. But but she was there with a pellet gun, and the sheriff's people, the sheriff's deputies, flew a drone over to see, make sure it was a pellet gun, and they confirmed it was a pellet gun. And then a late arriving officer on a neighboring property, she points the pellet gun at him, and she'd been pointing the pellet gun at everybody, but she points the pellet gun at him, and he tells her to drop the gun, and, you know, within 2 seconds, he shot her in the chest with an AR-15. And when you get shot in the chest with an AR-15, your chances of survival are not good. And she, of course, died. But that's been, there's been a blanket thrown over information on that case. I've submitted Public Records Act requests to the district attorney and the sheriff's office, and I've been stymied. And again, I'm discussing with my attorney what our next step should be with that case. You know, on the shooting thing, I think the Cadwallader story, the woman who was shot in Butte Creek Canyon, that was a big story for me because there was no information about it. The property owner contacted me through Facebook because he'd read my other stuff on Chico Soul, and so then I went out there. So that one, again, you know, you wonder, you just wonder whether they would ever put out anything on these killings in recent years. But fortunately, we had this guy step up and be willing to put himself on the line a little bit because, you know, he told it what actually happened. After I submitted a Public Records Act request to the Chico Police Department in the Oxley killing in March, they've slow walked everything. But what they did before they released some of the body worn camera videos to me, they put out a PR video, and which sanitizes the whole killing, in my opinion. It seemed like a chaotic event out there, but they, you know, they sanitized that, and I've been unable to find out who they paid and how much they paid for that video. I'm not 100% sure that they paid somebody for it, but it was so well done, and they've been so slow in answering my question. I suspect that they paid to have that video done. But meantime, instead of giving me the body-worn camera videos the way they're supposed to, what they've done, they went in and blurred out all the officers' faces. They've never done that before. That's the first time when they've released a body-worn camera video to me where they blurred out the officers' faces. Until you get to the records, until you look at the videos that have been lawfully redacted, until you get to the reports, and they've released no reports of any interviews, release no videos of any interviews. And that's what I want to see, because when you see all that stuff, then you can get to the truth of the incident. And so I'm still fighting for those records, and I'm going to get them sooner or later, get them properly presented to me sooner or later.
In the second part of our conversation, Waddell talks about the sexual misconduct case of Michael Williams at the Chico Police Department. Williams was initially demoted in 2021 for having sex with a subordinate, but wasn't fired until 2025, after five women reported sexual encounters with him that occurred in 2023 while he was on duty. And if you've been following the latest at chicosoul.org, you'll also know that Waddell broke a second sexual misconduct case in November of this year. The case surrounds Michael Vincent, who received oral sex multiple times while he was on duty in his patrol vehicle parked in a church parking lot in Chico starting in 2022. Vincent was suspended for 2 weeks without pay in 2024 and remains employed by the Chico PD to this day. Here's Waddell talking about his investigation of Michael Williams and the work culture of the Chico PD.
I also did a story which relied a lot on Michael Williams' ex-girlfriend, her testimony to a police detective, which was recorded. And because Michael Williams, he had a incredible incredibly fast rise through the ranks at Chico PD. He came over from, I think, San Mateo Police Department in 2014. And then in 3 years later, he's promoted to sergeant. And then 2 years later, he's promoted to lieutenant. That's amazing. They would go from like a police officer to a lieutenant within like a 2 year period. And then he was busted for having sex with a subordinate officer. And, you know, Chico PD had a decision to make then how to deal with that as far as penalizing him. And so they demoted him to sergeant, you know, so he drove around town with his SUV supervisor on the side. And the misconduct increased at that point because it gave him more opportunities to do his thing. So he was demoted in December of 2021, okay? And the ex-girlfriend dates his on-duty sex back to the first quarter of 2022. So boom, he gets this demotion, and he just starts anew. He's having sex on duty all the time. And so the punishment didn't work very well. Eventually he was... it started an investigation. This was in late 2023. And as soon as they started the investigation, he went on leave for a job-related injury. And it would be 14 months before he finally left the payroll of Chico PD, at which point they paid him $38,000, 3 months' pay, to drop his appeal of his firing. Can you imagine it? This guy went in an appeal over his firing. That would be a joke. But anyway, they paid him off, and then they mutually agreed with Williams, the city did, to not disparage him. And he agreed not to disparage any elected official, any appointed official, anybody in city government. So they mutually agreed to not disparage each other. And Michael Williams, before long, was working with at-risk youth in Oregon, a job he held until the Enterprise Record broke the first story about the sex scandal. And so Chico PD didn't seem to care, you know, as long as they were rid of him, they didn't seem to care what he did. And in fact, in April of 2024, a couple of months before he signed this agreement to drop his appeal and get $38,000, Michael Williams filed a complaint with POST, which is the agency, a state agency that certifies and decertifies police officers. He filed a complaint against somebody at Chico PD for something. I don't know what it's about, and I don't know if it had merit or how much merit it had, but, you know, 2 months later, he signs that agreement where he won't disparage anybody at Chico PD. So it was kind of like they didn't disparage each other. You know, it's just kind of a sick culture, really, I think. And it dates back a long time, the good old boy culture at Chico PD. Those aren't my words. Those are the words of former police chief Mike Dunbaugh in a memo to the city council in 2025, warning them about this culture, and also commenting on Chico PD having the worst community relations for a police department its size that he's seen in 40 years of law enforcement.
In this final part of our conversation, Waddell reflects on his relationship to the Chico PD and speculates on what his continued reporting might mean to the force.
It was funny that I've had to pick up a disc at the police department, a thumb drive with videos on it. And the first time I went, you know, the sergeant was very friendly, and I think we even shook hands. And then the next time I went, the sergeant wasn't there, so somebody had to come out and give me the disc. I was in the lobby of the police department, and I don't think anybody wanted to give it to me, but at some point, the guy opens the door, sticks his arm out the door, and Mr. Waddell, and so I walk over and take it and thank him, and he says, "You're welcome," shuts the door. But he didn't want to come out. He didn't want to, you know, he just sticks it. So that was weird. But I don't really feel like I've been harassed or anything. Just, you know, they don't like me. But I imagine there's some that do, that some appreciate it. I know I've gotten anonymous tips from people who've given me some very credible information. So I know they respect my reporting.
This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. That's Chico, SOL.org.